Investigations will continue this morning into the murder of a man in Cork City. Timothy Hourihan, who was originally from West Cork, was beaten to death. He'd been living in a tent on Mardyke Walk. Katrina Toomey of Cork Penny Dinners, which provides food and support to homeless people in the city, is in our Cork studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
You knew Mr. Hourihan. This must have been a really sad and disturbing weekend for you.
Yes, it is. And We're deeply saddened and we're hurt by it all, and this is where we're going to stand firm now and plead with, I suppose, our Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, to step in and to do something. We're losing too many people. There's too many people on our streets. The homeless crisis is really over the top. We've been talking about this for years, and we've been telling the government that something needs to be done, and this, you know, what happened over the weekend has caused untold grief for a family out there again, and untold grief amongst the homeless community. But when we're talking about the homeless community, we're not just talking about the rough sleepers, the people that have to sleep out that can't get in anywhere. We're talking about the people that are in B&Bs and in hotels, the families. Very little is being done. And now we know that it's, we're going to lose more people because of the government's lack of interest in this problem, in solving the problem. It can be done. There's a workable solution out there, and we would appeal again.
When you say, Katrina, that there is a workable solution out there, I know homelessness has become more and more of a problem in Cork in recent years. What, in your view, is the solution?
It's not just housing. We need treatment centres and we need support services. The people that work in the support services here in Cork are very good, but they're all stretched. So we need a lot more. You have people going into treatment centres and they come out and they're homeless again. So how can that help them heal? Do you know, the whole situation has to be looked at, and we've got to put a full package together. We have a revolving door. It's the same for when people come out of prison. They're back out and they have to present at the homeless services. So again, they may commit another crime to get back into the prison just to have some place to stay. And so if you're looking for a solution, the government needs to sit firm with those at the front line. They need to listen for once and for all to what we're saying, and they need to put that plan in action. But they need to be doing it now. We're not talking about next year or the year after, because every year we come back with the same story to the government. Please solve this problem. We need it solved, we need it sorted, and we need it done now.
I know you don't want to dwell on the circumstances of Mr. Hourihan's death, but can you tell us a little about him, and also can you tell us about the area where he was living? Are there many people sleeping there?
There are a lot of people up there, and I suppose they went there because it's off the beaten track, so to speak, very near the city so that they can access services, but it is off the beaten track, and they probably felt that they were safe up there. Again, when you have a load of people staying in one area, that can be a recipe for disaster in itself, you know, because people have a lot of frustrations going on. They have a lot of difficulties. There's a lot of issues going on. And you can't just leave people hide themselves away. We see the fear and the frustration. We see the tears. We see it all. And they're totally frustrated up there. And they're wondering how long more they're going to be there. They're actually in a field like that's waterlogged at all times, because it just, the rain will just soak the whole place. So can you imagine having to, you know, be there night after night after night? And the less visible they are, the less visible the problem is. So the government, you know, aren't looking at it. But we see it and we feel it.
As you probably know, that money isn't the issue here.
No.
That there is money for whatever needs
there is
to be done. So in the short term, I mean, I know many people will have been shocked by what happened at the weekend. In the short term, what can be done?
There are lots of houses for sale around the country. Buy them up, put the families in there, start freeing places up. There is a huge amount of money being paid to the hotels and the B&Bs for the families and for individuals that are in the hotels and B&Bs as well. And that money could be freed up to buy housing and use more money like that the government would have to buy any houses that are out there for sale. There's for sale signs on houses all over the place, turnkey, and people could move in. We have to look at more hostels, but smaller hostels, you know, that are easier to manage and not to be lumping a load of people together, whereby all with different issues and complexities, like, are all together, and that again could be another recipe for disaster. You end up managing it and controlling it rather than moving, using it as moving forward, you know, and helping the person that's in there. So we again need smaller hostels or smaller, you know, complexes for people, like, you know, apartments, you know, one bedroom apartments for those that aren't ever going to be married or have a partner or, you know, have anybody with them. There's a huge shortage of that, and something could be done. There are buildings around the place where there are apartments. So we would just urge the government to, you know, and the Taoiseach to lead us out of this at the minute, and to look at the state of our mental health and at our addictions and the underage drinking. Everything is boiling over here in Cork, and it's very hard, and the Gardaí need more resources here in Cork. They're appealing all the time for that. So do the medical services, and they're appealing and appealing and appealing, and that shouldn't be happening. These are our frontline services that should have what they want and what they need.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for taking the time to talk to us this morning. That was Katrina Toomey of Cork Penny Dinners. It's 7:31.